This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype here. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got phone lines where you can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind, although people have been talking about the police again tonight. With a lot of the country talking about the shootings, both of and by the police. Violence, of course, is not the solution. From our perspective here, that violence will only get more violent. It'll only give the police an excuse to be even more militaristic and even more violent and oppressive against us. But still, that leaves some people wondering, what do you do? And someone, the president, in fact, has proposed federalizing the police, not as a solution to violence, because, well, that's what the police do, is they use violence against peaceful people in a lot of circumstances. Every now and then they'll solve a real crime, too. But to solve the supposed racial bias, as though making it so that people are shot to death equally by the police is going to be, a good thing. People are mad about the fact, not just the fact that the police seem to target minorities more so than others, but they're also rightfully mad about the violence of the police. It's bad when, you know, the police do enforce things in a racially discriminatory manner. I agree.
But police in America are, you know, frankly, killing people at rates that are unheard of
in other countries,
industrialized world. And, in Western countries, for whatever reason, the U.S. just a lot more. And, you know, I'd like to hear other explanations besides, the United States is just different. We got to shoot more people. I guess I just don't go for that.
Let's talk to you. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We'll go to Jackson. He's calling from Virginia Beach in Virginia. Jackson, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS.
Okay, great. How are you guys doing?
Super.
Very well.
Go ahead.
I'm enjoying the show so far. I'm a frequent tune-inner, and earlier you guys were talking about drugs and how, people, basically addicts and users, are could be in disguise as your neighbors, your friends, and may not know it, as well as along the lines of medical marijuana in Colorado about legalizing it, how that would help, solve crimes for addicts and help lower the price, and why the price is lower for that. But, excuse me, I just wanted to say there's a big epidemic going on. I'm sure you've heard about it. Opiate epidemic. It has been going on the news about it every week. And especially I'm 20 years old, and, in the past year, I'd say I've seen, just about everyone in my friends have tried it, and it's really come around, and it's really become abundant, and a lot of them become addicted. And I just wanted to say it would be a really great thing, not if it was made legal where you could go and pick it up at a corner store, but, just to be able to go and get help is one of the hardest things to do. There's no availability. And once you get hooked and addicted to drugs, it causes crimes. It, makes you break and entering, stealing. And
yeah, it is true that people who are in the black marketplace and who are addicted are in many cases very afraid to go and get help. They're worried the doctors are going to turn them in. They're worried the police are going to be called, and then they'll end up with criminal charges. They'll lose their job if they still have one. And they'll lose their home if they can't make their rent payment because they get arrested. They're sitting in a jail cell, for instance. So they're afraid. And that is one of the things that legalizing heroin would do, is it would take the fear away from an addict who wants to go and get help. The other thing it would do, and Jackson, thanks for your call tonight. One of the other things it would do would make the heroin safer, because the reason why you get overdoses. And with this epidemic, as it's being called, I don't know, is it really that much worse now than it was in the past?
Well, hold on. I don't know. Heroin's pretty much the scary thing now. Maybe crank was 10 years ago. Crack was 10 years before that. There's always a boogeyman.
Yeah.
But heroin was made illegal in the United States in 1924. You can find old advertisements on the internet, if you want to see it, of heroin.
Mm-hmm.
This country was made great by people who could legally access heroin if that's what they wanted to do. Now, I'm not saying that those two things are causative, because I wouldn't say that, but I can clearly state that the United States was made great by people who could legally access heroin. And the United States has, I don't know, maybe fallen in world's estimation in the time period that heroin, in the recent past, as far as the crackdown on heroin. I don't think heroin is a good choice. I think if you're using drugs as a crutch, you are not reaching your full potential. However, I can tell you the only thing worse than drug addiction is the war on drugs and what it has done to this nation. The incredible amount of money that's been spent on the war on drugs is, it's astronomical.
Trillions.
It makes the war in Iraq seem petty.
Or billions.
It's
a lot of zeros.
Yeah, it's just nuts. And
it's a lot of zeros, and it's a lot of lives.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, there are over a million people a year, I believe it is, in the United States that are arrested for drug possession of various different types. And most of them are just plain old possession cases. Others are dealers who've never hurt anybody. They just got busted for selling someone some drugs on a consensual basis. These aren't real criminals. These aren't people who belong behind bars. They're people who may have a problem, but not even that. Some of them are just recreational users who get picked up on an accident.
And
the police search their car or something.
I can't really, this reaches into conspiracy theory, but you can go on the internet and you can search U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields. And you can see just picture after picture after picture of U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan. Now, look, opiates have legitimate medical uses. There's no doubt. But that's kind of weird and frightening that the United States government's over there guarding the plants that from which heroin is made. And then they arrest and our kids and throw them in jail for it.
So, so as I was saying, if you actually legalize heroin, it'll make it so it is manufactured in a laboratory in the same way that methadone is, for instance. And when you buy something off of a shelf, when you go to Walgreens or CVS or whatever, and you buy a bottle of aspirin, you don't really have to be concerned that the aspirin in the bottle has been adulterated in some
right.
way. For the most part, I realize there was one incident in the 80s, I think it was.
Tylenol, but, yeah, with capsules.
Yes. But in this case, if you get a pill of aspirin, it's going to have a certain number of milligrams of acetaminophen in it, and you can look on the bottle and see what that
aspirin
is.
Aspirin won't have acetaminophen.
Okay, well, whatever. That's some sort of painkiller in one
yes.
of those painkillers.
Acetaminophen
things.
Will have the acetaminophen. Tylenol will have acetaminophen. Aspirin will contain aspirin.
Aspirin. Okay. Well, anyway, my point is, if you look at the side of the bottle, you can learn what's in there. In the black market, you don't really know. You want to get heroin, you show up to the dealer's house, or he shows up to your house, or whatever, sells you something, or you meet him in the streets. Who knows how these things happen? You meet them in the streets, they sell you something. Maybe you got some sugar. Maybe you got heroin. Maybe the heroin you got...
rat poison. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe the heroin you got was cut with something that could cause you some sort of health issues. Maybe the heroin you got is 10 times stronger than the last batch that you got. So when you boot the heroin, as some addicts might say...
Is that the hip term?
I don't know if it's hip anymore, but it was used
right.
in the past at some point.
Somebody pass me a lid.
When you boot the heroin, you were expecting it to be of a similar quality of last time. Well, now it's 10 times more. Well, guess what? You just overdosed.
You're dead.
Maybe you will die. Maybe you'll just, maybe you'll come back from it and it won't be much fun. But either way, that's how people do die, is they're buying things in the black market and you never really know what you're going to get in the black marketplace. And of course, when the cops take out one dealer, they just get replaced by another one. offering who knows what quality of a product. Now, certainly things like the Silk Road and other online black marketplaces have helped increase the quality of the products that are available. But for your average street-level buyer, they're not going on the Silk Road. They're not going to these black markets.
To wrap it back in, the law enforcement, I think that law enforcement wouldn't be facing the problems it's facing today as far as public perception goes if it wasn't for the war on drugs.
Yep, no doubt about it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acid. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. free. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to get right back into your phone calls and thoughts. And you might have missed the healthcare deadline in the United States and don't have any form of healthcare. Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. It offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans like you to control, manage, and direct your healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, which gives you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. Look for more information on their website at libertyhealthshare.org. You can get a free estimate from them. Liberty HealthShare.org or call them toll free at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Better prices, better service, and you can pick your doctor and pick your hospital. LibertyHealthShare.org.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Doug is in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Hey there.
You never hear about, you know, any of the white people that have been killed by an out-of-control cop or beaten up. You know, I mean, I'm objective.
Oh, I hear about those things. We've heard about a lot of those stories here on Free Talk Live.
I don't think they hit national cable news, though.
Right. I mean, you never actually hear about that. More people, and I'm objective and independent. I mean, I think that if you pull out a gun and you point it at a cop, the cop should have the right to shoot you. But we're not talking about that. I mean, it really can be in government, whether it be like Hillary Clinton at the federal level, all the way down to your local cop. It really can be an accountability issue. Anytime that you have authority given to a particular people and you don't have a high degree of accountability to keep them in check, they're going to go wild. They have the authority, you know, and I think that can be part of the whole issue. I mean, that, you know, you're never going to take care of the issue until you get that done.
Well, what? So I have some guesses. For one, what if the black community has figured out that cameras really work in police encounters, and, you know, white folks don't know it? And maybe they're just not getting the video, because it's the video that makes the difference. The reason that these things have gone bananas with the killing of the guy down in New Orleans or Baton Rouge and up in Minnesota, and then the shooting of the police, each one, there's video. And this is what the cable news networks feed off of.
No. Even when you have the video, look at Eric Garner, okay? The cop who put Eric Garner into the chokehold, he had been breaking the law by what he did. In the NYPD law book, you are forbidden from putting anybody into a chokehold. He did it. They had it on video. He did not get convicted.
Yep, that's
when
true.
I were to do that, we'd be convicted. B. They
You're saying that we don't hear about it when it occurs to white people, and I'm saying that, well, maybe the video's just not there.
Do you remember Kelly Thomas?
That one I don't remember. You know, there are enough of them that you can't keep track anymore. You know what I mean?
Right. Kelly Thomas was a white homeless man who was beaten to death by the police, and there was video of that, and that did get out there. Whether it was on CNN and Fox, I don't remember. It's been 5 years.
This is the one that the guy that was screaming for his father. I mean, they just kept on kicking him, and I don't know why. You try to put yourself in everybody's shoes. Obviously, you can figure out how the kicked guy feels, but with the police officers, when you have this video, you don't know what happened before, you don't know what happened after, and it's just really hard to figure out why in the world they kept kicking this guy.
So, I mean,
not only the killing, too, okay? I mean, here in Chicago, we had a guy convicted, and it later came out that they wrongfully convicted him for the fact that they took a drug and planted it on the guy. They didn't even know that they had a video camera in the area that actually proved that the Chicago cop actually put the drug on the guy, and they convicted the guy on that. You know, a lot of the time you hear that when they're getting ready to beat the crap out of a guy or kill a guy, they have a glitch with the camera. They turn it off. Well, here can be where you have the accountability come in. I mean, here, if you have a guy beat up or you have a guy killed and you have your camera off with the glitch, you need to be held accountable for that. You either get terminated, you get charged, you get, you know, whatever they have to do to ensure that they keep that camera on and that they're obeying the law. they're allowed to do whatever the hell they want to do, and that can be the whole problem. And again, if you have gold to the federal government, look at Hillary Clinton, you know. I mean, everybody in government. You can't have authority given without accountability.
Doug, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And I think to increase accountability, you got to have video cameras in the hands of average people, not just the police. Because Doug's right. The police cameras are going to malfunction at
just
the right time.
We don't have video, the police's video of what happened in these
the most recent shootings
in Minneapolis. We don't have those yet because the departments haven't released them. They have that video. But I would like to point out, when the police have radar guns, the departments that still have radar guns, they have to check them every day. They have to use a tuning fork to figure out whether or not it's working properly, that kind of thing. So they could certainly figure out whether or not their camera's working every day. And I think firing them over the camera might be a little much, or charging them over the camera not working might be a little much. But, you know, what if they didn't get paid for that week? If their camera didn't work at one point, make them responsible for having the camera on, and then the camera will begin working.
It's a story over at the Inquisitor at Inquisitor.com, posted yesterday, headline, "Cops kill white people too, you just don't hear as much about it." So I think there is something to the idea that the mainstream media does have a certain narrative when it comes to police killings, and so they may be more likely to ignore stories like this. But certainly, the killing of Kelly Thomas, I recall it got some coverage. What level of coverage compared to what these are getting? These happened this week, I don't know. But Kelly Thomas was this homeless man who was mentally ill, lived on the streets of Fullerton, California, diagnosed with schizophrenia and improperly treated. He had a long rap sheet. On July 5th of 2011, at about 8:30 in the evening, cops responding to a call about someone vandalizing cars found Thomas and attempted to search him. He was uncooperative with the search, and at least one officer was heard threatening him, saying, quote, "These fists are getting ready to F you up." Thomas was tased at least 5 times, and while screaming for his father, cops attempted to subdue him, breaking several bones in his face and body in the process. He died in a hospital 5 days after the fatal beating, and none of the officers involved were ever convicted of any crimes. The story goes on to tell you about Zachary Hammond. We've reported on this particular case. He was the 19-year-old high school graduate on a date. Used a cell phone. His date used a cell phone to send a text about a possible pot deal. Unbeknownst to Morton, she had accidentally texted a South Carolina state trooper. The trooper notified the police in the area and arranged for a sting in the parking lot of a Hardee's. When cops arrived, Hammond panicked and tried to flee. As he backed up, Lieutenant Mark Tiller, and there's video of this, fired 2 rounds into Hammond's car, killing him instantly. Tiller would later claim that he felt threatened. He feared for his life because he thought Hammond was going to run him over. However,
many times you'll see in the videos the police run out in front of the car and then fear for their lives. You can get you've got the video, guys.
In this case,
you can take the license plate. It'll be fine.
The dash cam footage clearly showed the officer was standing to the side of Hammond's vehicle as he fired. So, and then there's another one that just happened within the last week. Another white kid killed, Dylan Noble. 855-450-FREE. So, again, the color of your skin is no guarantee for safety from police killings. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want live. Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
You know, you've got a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, but there's only one of them that I know of that holds more than one type of cryptocurrency. Jax will give you access to your Bitcoin and Ether, as well as DAO tokens. Go to jax.io to download your copy. It's cross-platform, which means you can get it for your smartphone, for your tablet, for your laptop, for your desktop, Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, iOS, browser plugins. They've got all of that at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Plus, it's super easy to back up and recover your funds if need be. Your phone falls into a lake, not a problem. Your Bitcoin's still out there. All you have to do is give the backup phrase into a new install of Jax, and you're good to go. Jax is going to be building you a digital command center for your life over time. They are going to give you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. They're starting with coins, so get started over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. I've got it installed on my phone. That's where I'm storing my Ether and DAO tokens right now. So you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Skype, where David is on the line in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going today?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. So I was looking into it, and it turns out there are other wallets that hold multiple cryptocurrencies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not just Jax. But what I wanted to talk about today...
Are those other wallets made by Free Talk Live listeners?
They are not.
Okay, Jax is.
Jax is. Okay, that's very cool. So I've been looking into the Libertarian Party, and unfortunately we, of course, got Gary Johnson instead of Daryl Carrie or McAfee. And I was wondering what your thoughts are in regards to that, because it's kind of really depressing.
Don't be depressed, would be my thought. You know, I mean, it's a presidential election, and, you know, I mean, what are you really hoping for here? Do you, what's going to happen in the perfect world in the presidential election? It doesn't seem very, you know, it doesn't seem like there's any plausible scenarios where things go particularly well. You know, I mean, Gary Johnson seems like the best candidate out there running for president that has a reasonable chance of winning. Other than that, you know, I don't have
much
chance.
He has no chance of winning.
He's on the ballot in all 50 states.
Okay, so there's a slight possibility. I think that's a little different.
You're just
from
predicting
reasonable
the future
chance.
At this point. I mean, he has the ability.
I'm predicting
to,
the future based on past performance.
There
yes,
are
that's true.
There are three candidates.
Past performance for libertarians is 1% or less.
That are on the ballot in all 50 states. You can choose to vote for one of those.
Who are those three candidates?
Gary Johnson?
No, I don't think he's on the ballot.
I think somebody announced on Facebook that he was. How's that?
Did you assist with a balloting drive here in New Hampshire for the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire?
No.
Okay, do you know the status of it?
Look, I don't. Somebody said all 50 states.
Okay, I don't know if I believe them.
All right, I guess not.
I'm not saying he won't have it, but at this point it's too early to call that.
Okay.
They're still collecting petitions in a lot of places, from my understanding. And I mean, they just began that process.
I stand corrected.
As far as my opinion about Gary Johnson, I'm not excited about his campaign. I'm not going to give it any money because he's not spreading a principled idea of liberty like, you know, let's say Ron Paul or previous libertarian candidates like Harry Brown had. So, you know, it's not going to do very much for me, so I really just don't care.
For sure, right. Okay, I'll take that. My other question would be, do you think if another candidate, let's just say even Austin Peterson, Daryl Perry, do you think they would have actually had a plausible chance as compared to Gary Johnson?
I don't think Gary Johnson has a chance. So I don't think their chances would be much higher or lower, rather, than Gary Johnson. I think Gary Johnson will likely get a little bit more media because he is a former governor. You know, they put him on the CNN town hall. But you could argue they would have done that anyway, given that whoever the Libertarian Party chose, given that people are so frustrated with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, those were the reasons why CNN cited that they brought them in there, is, hey, people really are looking for other alternatives this time around, so maybe the Libertarian Party will finally get to 2%. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We've got Nate. He's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nate.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Hey, Nate. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking, it's like that, you know, you're talking about the president and what he's trying to do, and there's a lot of people that are very angry. It's like at the police and everything. And mm-hmm. I absolutely agree that the police that make mistakes, it's like that do wrong, should absolutely be, it's like they should get, you know, convicted and in trouble and everything else. But what you don't see is like what we don't have, we kind of have a lack of culture of, it's like that would help a lot of this. Is the fact that there's nobody is like kind of looking at it and going, you know what? If these people had not broken the law, if these people had not resisted arrest, then that situation may never have occurred.
Bro, like, the guy that got shot to death, they claimed they pulled him over for a burnout taillight, and that was a lie. So what law did he break?
And plus, he told him, you know, that he had a weapon, and then they asked him to go for it and shot him when he went for it.
Yeah,
the proof.
And I absolutely agree 100%. It's like that particular case, it's like it looks like the cop seriously made a real mistake. That guy didn't do anything wrong. And absolutely, it's like that cop should be, it's like, you know, in trouble for it.
If somebody breaks a law by, let's say, selling a loose cigarette on the streets of New York City, does that deserve choking to death?
No, it does not. But it's like when you resist arrest, the cops then have to up the ante. It's like you keep going up.
They do.
Like
you're absolutely right. And this is the other side.
It's like you know, it's like, and bring you in.
You're right. This is the other side of the coin, though, is that we take with many police departments around America, certainly not all of them, but many of them take the C students from high school. They give them a gun and they say, enforce the law. And then they pass a whole bunch of crappy laws like we're going to make it illegal to sell loose cigarettes in the streets of New York. And then I don't know the grade levels of the people who actually killed Eric Garner on the streets of New York, but then, yes, ultimately, you need to be ready to kill somebody over every law you pass, because that's what happens when you put somebody out there to enforce laws. Government is an organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area. And when you break their rules, then the chances are that you continue, if you say that I'm going to resist when you break those rules, you could die. That's what could happen. And we need a system that somehow, I don't know, enforces little rules without killing people.
Absolutely. It's like, but we have.
Well, it ain't cops, dude.
I understand, and there's a lot of issues. I'm not saying it's like that it's right, and I'm not saying it's okay, because when cops it's like do wrong, they should be punished just the same. But it's like the case with Anton. It's like where it's like, you know, he was a felon. He had a gun on him, which was against the law. And then when they tried to arrest him, he resisted. It's like, and I personally wasn't there, and you can't see it in the videos, and we don't know how close it's like he got to that gun. It's like and pulling
yeah.
and. From what it looked like, it didn't appear like probably too close. But at the same time, if that was me, if that was my job to try and subdue that gentleman who was a criminal, who had a gun, and then appeared to look...
Wait. Was he a criminal or was he a felon?
Right. They didn't know he was a felon at the time, right?
Well, it's like I'm...
That's an after-the-fact thing. Okay, look.
Yeah.
I'm a convicted felon. If I decide to carry a gun tomorrow, I sincerely hope police don't shoot me over it. I mean,
you're absolutely right. It's like because you're a felon, you no longer have the right to carry a gun. So it's like, or at least it's like in most places.
How'd I lose that right?
Well, it's like once again, that's kind of an application of the law. It's like, but
oh, the law can take away rights? I thought I was born with rights. I thought God gave me rights. See, this is one of the difficulties.
Are you a criminal because you're a felon? I mean, is Mark, my co-host here, who went to prison, you know, for a felony, got out, is he still a criminal?
Well, no. Technically, he shouldn't be.
I agree with you there. Nate, thanks for the call, man. I want to get some more folks on here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We got time for you. You get on the lines, 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Also, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do a lot of spreading the message of liberty and peace here on Free Talk Live, and we're doing it through a variety of venues. There's 170-plus great radio stations that help us air the show across the United States. We've got satellite channels across the North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. We'd like to add another satellite to the mix and cover the continent of Europe, as well as a good chunk of the Middle East and North Africa. One satellite accomplishes all that. They're called the Hotbird satellites. And we could get on there, but it's a little more expensive than the other satellites that we're on. So we're doing a fundraiser. Again, this is our second year doing a satellite fundraiser. Last year, we raised enough money to continue our African satellite broadcasts. And so this year, we'll hopefully raise enough to do that and maybe add a third one. So if you want to help us out with that, 15 cents a day, that breaks down to 50 bucks a year. If you can only afford 5 or 10, we'll take that too. But whatever it is that you can afford to throw at this project, we sure do appreciate it, because it's not cheap to get up on satellite so people can then pull our signal down free to air, meaning that the receivers, the people who are listening, do not have to pay to listen to LRN.FM, to listen to Free Talk Live and the dozens of other great liberty-oriented shows that are on LRN.FM. It's free to air, meaning that as long as they've got the equipment, which is a cheap dish and a cheap receiver, they can listen for as long as they want. It's not like XM where you have to pay. It's totally free to the listener, but it still costs us money to put the signal up there. So we appreciate your assistance. Please go to fund.lrn.fm and help us out with that. I believe they'll accept any major credit card, PayPal, and we also have a Bitcoin address on that fundraiser as well. It's an Indiegogo-based fundraiser, fund.lrn.fm. And, of course, there's some perks that you can learn about there, like exclusive AMP pins for Free Talk Live. Fund.lrn.fm. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start up with John in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. You're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
I'm a first-time listener and a first-time caller, so...
Sorry about the shock, man.
It's all good. So, I'm an Uber driver as my part-time job, And I see roughly about 150 people a week, you know, driving around just part-time. And there's been a lot of discussion in the car since, you know, the Dallas shooting alone. And, you know, this is the average Joe. It's going to and from work, sometimes even from a bar. And everyone's really, that I've talked to, aren't so much concerned about, it's a bad way of saying it like that, they're not as much concerned about what happened in Dallas as what Dallas is covering up, I guess is what I can say. I know that sounds terrible, but what I'm reaching towards is a lot of people are worried about how the Clinton administration kind of got, well, Hillary Clinton herself got that whole FBI charge kind of swept under the rug. And then we have all these things happen. I know it sounds very conspiracy.
Well, there was no FBI charge, just to be clear. The FBI specifically advocated she not be charged.
Right. But
are you suggesting that the Dallas shooting was designed to distract from Hillary Clinton?
I personally am not suggesting that, but that's I'm not trying to hint that she's doing it or something like that. I'm saying from the people that I pick up, that is a common thought process that I hear.
Interesting.
I've heard people say it.
Yes, it's the word on the street. That's what you're hearing from your clients in the Uber car.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. And I know there was a tragic event that happened with a gentleman in Minnesota. I'm a Republican. Even in my Uber, I practice Second Amendment. So, I mean...
Ooh, interesting.
Don't say your name.
That's right. That's in violation of the Uber terms, correct? They don't allow that.
It is. It very much so is. But here, the thing about it, though, you go to some of these areas in Indianapolis, and I wouldn't be caught dead without it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it's terrifying. You know, and
so are you concealed carrying or are you open carrying?
I conceal carry.
Okay. That's probably the way to do it. That way, one of your clients doesn't report you to Uber, and then you know, if they don't know, it can't hurt them, so to speak.
Yeah, I delivered pizzas at one point, and I felt similarly. I also drove a cab at one point, and I felt similarly when it comes to these situations. I'm legally disallowed from having a gun, but, you know, frankly, I believe that the 300,000 guns that we have, 300 million guns we have in America, and the many gun owners that we have, are part of what keeps us free and part of what keeps gun crime down in certain areas.
Yeah. I totally agree. It's the world today is different than when my parents grew up and my grandparents grew up and all that. I mean, everything changes. And, you know, for me, the Second Amendment, it's got to stay because I couldn't imagine, you know, even my child. I'm about to be a father for my first child in February. And I've already got the thoughts, well, what's going to happen if when they grow up to be my age, and their kids are going, and they're not allowed these rights, and it just turns into, Great Britain has, or whatever they're calling themselves nowadays.
Total gun ban. I'm completely with you, John. Thanks for the call. Drive safe out there. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story, personal experience. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget to check out Arcade City if you're an Uber driver, because they're about ready to launch or to relaunch. Arcade City's been retooling their app. It's a sort of a ride-sharing company. It's not really even a company. It's more of just an app. It's a ride-sharing concept that is going to decentralize ride-sharing even further. It's upsetting Uber and Lyft, basically, is what Arcade City's doing. They've got a sign-up box now on their website. You can go to arcade.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. If you want to ride or drive with Arcade City, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. They're looking at launching their app somewhere mid to late August, is my understanding. So get on that list right now. It's very exciting what's happening with Arcade City. Mark, you were going to say something else?
I'm sorry.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Dale. He's in Nashville. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dale.
Hey, how y'all the guys doing tonight?
Welcome, Dale. Go ahead.
I've listened to y'all for years. Not a first-time listener, not a first-time caller.
Are you still shocked?
No, definitely not. As a matter of fact, I will say that the two of you in your program have been the most truthful regarding the fact that the government is the monopoly that thinks that they're the only ones that can use violence. And I don't understand how the people that are involved with Black Lives Matter can't understand that the cops are killing other people too. I mean, in all kinds of different ways. They're killing them with tasers. They're running over them. It's a problem with the cops against basically society, as I see it. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, they pass so many laws. I mean, if you turn your head the wrong way, that was against the law somewhere.
And there is an us versus them mentality, by the way, among a lot of police. They consider themselves a brotherhood. They're the thin blue line. They even have this gang symbol. I don't know if you've seen it before, but once you know it, you'll start to see it in more places. Look for the black little bumper sticker. It's usually a square or rectangular bumper sticker with a horizontal blue line running through it. That's an indicator that the person who is driving that vehicle may be a police officer or someone who's a direct family member of a police officer or someone who wants to pretend like they're a police officer, one of those three things. They truly do believe that it is an us versus them mentality. Many of them, not all of them.
Isn't that just like ticket repellent, though?
No, it doesn't. I don't think it works for that anymore because the word's kind of out about it. But you'll see them every now and then on the roads. And once you know what it is, you'll see them more often. Anyway, go ahead, Dale.
And again, you know, like I said, it's not all of them. All of them want your respect, more or less. But there are those that go beyond, and they want your worship. They want you to worship them because they're cops. And if you don't worship them, like I'm talking about, obey their word to be up to the letter. If they tell you not to breathe, don't let them see something come out of your nostril, because they'll use that as an excuse to beat you down or shoot you. And the people that can't see that, they're either blinded by the caller a few callers ago. Every time he would say something, he would always put that interjection, but. But any time you have to add that interjection, but, you're basically trying to find a reason to make what you said to go against what it says, even though what you just said was rational and true. You're trying to find something to make it not rational and not true.
Dale, thanks for your call and your thoughts. I appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Join us on the radio. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Hour number three coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.